Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
How's your money doing? Let's find out. Paul Nolte is Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy & Silvestre. Good morning, Paul. My favorite financial headline of the day, the tariffs are not making things worse. That's kind of an interesting way to put it, isn't it?
Well, you know, when you take a look at it, we're almost up to a year now since those were all announced, and they've been all over the board. They've been increased, decreased, rolled back, adjusted, et cetera. But we've been living with them for about a year or so, and it really hasn't shown up in the inflation data like everybody thought it was going to. And I think part of the reason for it is, as we've gone through time, we're now understanding that the three entities that are involved have shared that cost. So the consumer has borne some of the cost. Companies have borne some of that cost. And the exporters, not wanting to lose out on the markets, have also eaten some of those costs. So when you look at it overall, the tariffs have not had that impact that we were all fearful of last April when they were first announced.
We've gotten some numbers recently, and the producer prices came in above expectations, didn't they?
They did, and a lot of it, surprising, going back to the tariffs, a lot of it was in the service side, and the service side is not really impacted by tariffs like goods are. So we saw an increase in that. Will it flow through? So far, it really has not come through in consumer prices. That's the expectation. The other part of it, obviously, is metal prices. Copper was up big. Energy prices and food prices have come down. So that was a good addition, at least, to the producer prices. But overall, it was a surprising report. But as we've seen, it's been very jumpy month to month. When we look at it on a year-over-year basis, it's in line with what we've been experiencing from the consumer prices.
You mentioned something in your newsletter that I am not familiar with, the Chicago Purchasing Managers Index. You say it rose. Is that a good thing? I don't know what that is. Can you explain?
Each of the regional feds put out their own Purchasing Managers Index. Philly has one, New York, Atlanta, et cetera. Chicago is obviously the home of a lot of manufacturing in the United States, so it's one that's kind of watched carefully. And it's anything above 50 indicates expansion, below 50 indicates contraction, and the most recent reading was 54. That was the highest since 2022. So when you look at that, it's been an indication that maybe manufacturing is finally starting to pick up. So it's one of the signs, at least, that, again, going along with our overall theme that the economy is doing pretty well, is a sign that, yes, the economy is doing well, and we're seeing it certainly in the Chicago region.
The Fed decided to leave rates alone, and whoever succeeds Powell, and it's dependent on confirmation, of course, do we know what the direction of monetary policy may be? It probably will be this guy, Kevin Warsh. Is that his name?
Yes, Kevin Warsh. So, yeah, if you're from the East, it's Wash, but here in the Midwest, it's Warsh.
Got it.
So what happened, he's going to go through confirmation, but he has been known as kind of an inflation hawk. He would like to keep interest rates above maybe where they are today. He wants to make sure that inflation comes down. He's also very concerned about the Fed's balance sheet. The balance sheet's kind of blown up as the Fed has bought a lot of treasuries and other financial instruments in an effort to keep interest rates fairly low. He would like to see that balance sheet come down, and we're not quite sure how that's all going to work and over what time frame, but he's one individual. He still has to convince everybody else on the Fed that we need to either raise rates or cut rates. But it is surprising from the perspective that he is a little bit more aggressive when it comes to inflation. And so that might be a little change in what we've seen so far from the Fed in cutting rates. We may see the Fed that stays on hold for much of this year.
You guys are liking investing in small stocks these days, aren't you?
We've loved small stocks for probably the last 2 or 3 years, and it's only recently that we've looked smart. because what's happened is technology has kind of taken a back seat. Since about Halloween, the very large cap U.S. stocks, the technology, AI, kind of peaked out, and they have not done as well since then. And it's been really a story of everything else. So in January, small stocks were up 7, 8, 9%, and they've continued that in the very early days of February. So we think that there can be a pretty good run for small cap stocks here because they've been neglected for so long. And I think we made the comment a couple of weeks ago that the total value of NVIDIA is equal to or greater than the total value of the small cap index. So, you know, as people make that rotation, there's not as many of those stocks. So the demand, when demand goes up, so will the prices.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvest. All right, we'll make this morning's headline, "Things are not terrible." How's that?
For now.
For now. We'll talk next week. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.